Libertarian Party. They're upset with Luke Simonson being expelled. And they blame everybody else, but he brought this on himself. I mean, it's been going on for 4 years. But they're upset about the full majority of representatives, you know, voted, you know, clearly to expel him. And they followed all the rules. I mean, if we wanted to go through all the rules in the Constitution, we could do all that. But this is what's happening in other parts of the state. They're trying to oust members in the House and take over the districts and take over the party. And so they're doing this all across the state, trying to zero in on districts where they think they can oust a, you know, sitting representative. So, yeah, it's no surprise to me. It's our local district, too, a compromise mainly of Libertarian people. And as far as resigning, no, I'm not going to resign. We'll see him in the primary next election and let the people decide. I mean, if getting rid of somebody that's been, you know, committing sexual assault on young women for the last 4 years, if they think that's appropriate to leave somebody like that in. I mean, let the voters have their say. And I don't know if you have any questions, Steve.
I was going to say I did have one question, and that is I noticed that you're calling them Libertarians, some of these District 24 Republicans or some other Republicans throughout the state. I was just wondering why you're calling them Libertarians and not Republicans.
Well, they proclaim to be it when they get there. And now, if they want to be a Libertarian, I mean, that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. But I don't think people should run on the Republican ballot and let people think they're Republicans and then get to Bismarck and proclaim themselves to be Libertarians. You know, run on your own ballot. But the reason they do that is because they know they can't get elected. And I'm not saying anyone in particular is a Libertarian, but if you look at their Facebook pages and stuff and see who's funding their campaigns or whatnot, it's not hard to see.
And I know that the former representative Daniel Johnston was one of your colleagues for at least 4 years in the North Dakota legislature. He now was recently voted the District 24 Republican chairman. Is there some kind of a rift between you and Johnston that you'd like to comment on or not?
Well, I guess going down the road next election, I'm sure a lot of stuff's going to come out. But, I mean, he chose where he wanted to follow. And, you know, if he wants to be part of the Libertarian group, I mean, that's his choice. But there again, I'm saying fine if you want to be a Libertarian, but run on your own ballot. I mean, there's a spot on the ballot for Libertarians, and I don't understand why they don't use it. Well, I do understand, but I don't think it's fair to the voting public to, you know, masquerade as a Republican and get down there and follow the Libertarian platform.
Do you think other Libertarians are doing this across the state in their respective districts? And if so, can you name one?
Well, I know Dick Anderson, for one. And I didn't find out about this till this morning, but apparently some other people already knew about it, you know, in advance. But they're doing this in several districts, just trying to take over. And you know, like I say, if you want to be in that party, run on your own ballot. But that's not what's happening.
Okay. So, well, I'll wrap up the interview. You, again, are not planning on resigning anytime soon, and you plan on running for re-election as of we speak today, right?
Well, I sure will. And my wife and I were talking about we'll probably have to go to the primary. Yeah, we've already been talking about this. And because the writing's been on the wall, where we've been watching the takeover in our district. I haven't talked to our previous chairman or the new chairman yet, but we've seen this coming for quite some time. And but it placed me in a real predicament because here I'm in the Republican Party, then you've got other people who have a different idea or a different platform, so I'm kind of stuck in the middle of it all. But this kind of opens the gates, sets us free, I think, and we'll just look forward to the primary and let the voters decide what's right.
There's District 24 Representative Dwight Kiefert with that response.